This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
At 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is 6:07 Friday morning. And this part of the show is brought to you by Indeed.com. We have been talking about Yuzette's Tales and Ales for a couple of weeks now.
I know.
And it got canceled. Mm-hmm. The air quality is so bad.
Yeah, let's read their words here. Due to expected poor air quality caused by the wildfires in the North Bay, our Tales and Ales event scheduled for this Saturday has been canceled. We anticipate rescheduling the event and will provide an update by October 20th. Please stay tuned for information. Our hearts go out to those impacted by the fires. You can learn more about what HSSV is doing to help animal shelters in the region and what you could do to help. For more information, please go to talesales.org.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, Yuzette.
The Crush Challenge is also canceled. That's the big Napa Valley bike ride charity event that Specialize does.
Oh.
So there's there was a half marathon canceled.
The Virgin half marathon.
Yeah,
here
I would
in the
think
city.
That all exercise based events and would be canceled, but I can't speak for everything.
Right.
Did you read about the Raiders?
Oh, Ted just texted me saying that the Raiders game might move. Do you know for sure?
Yeah, so I read that this morning too, that they might cancel it. But I didn't know that they would move it.
He said there's a chance Sunday's Raiders game could be moved. Let us know when you find out.
Yes, please do.
I'd be surprised.
That would be quite a bit of juggling to do to get a game like that moved. Actually, it's not funny at all. But speaking of football, Jimmy Kimmel did this piece on how no one is going to either of the new LA teams games. Mm-hmm. And I think that
the Chargers situation is so embarrassing and humiliating for the league that many are thinking they may try, and I don't know if you know if that would work now, they may try to go back to San Diego somehow.
Yep.
Oh, is that what he was talking about?
Well, it's, you know, everyone's alluding to that, but he didn't say that specifically. They're at a 27,000 square foot, like a soccer stadium right now.
Yep.
And they can't even fill that. It's like every other seat is empty. They're going to build an 80,000 seat arena.
Well, they're going to share the arena with the Los Angeles Rams, which that stadium is, the guy who owns the Rams bought the land and is planning to build that thing and was going to let. I think the way it worked is the Chargers had first dibs on going, and if they didn't do it, then the Raiders had next chance at going and joining them and sharing that stadium.
I see.
And the Chargers jumped at it because they can't get the city to give them the stadium. If the Chargers want a stadium, the city of San Diego wants them to build it themselves.
Yeah, well, the billionaire owner should build it himself.
So, and he won't. And so he left, and he took his team to a place where there are no fans for them.
No one cares.
I mean, LA hadn't had a team for 20-plus years after the Raiders left, whenever that was. Mm-hmm. And the idea that one team gets back, you'd think that if you're in business, you'd go, let's see how the first team going back does.
Two teams descend on them.
And one of them isn't even the home team. Right. LA, the Rams, that's the team.
Right.
That a lot of people grew up with, myself included. When they left, I was like, bleep you. I don't follow you anymore.
Right.
I don't even know St. Louis. What?
Right. I was in St. Louis at the time. We were pretty psyched.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So anyway, so what was his bit? Because I don't...
No, just talking about how, you know... I can't remember any of the specific jokes, but I didn't realize it was so bleak.
No, it's bad. In fact, a recent game where the Philadelphia Eagles came into L.A. to play the Chargers, there were more Eagles fans.
Yeah.
The Eagles fans in the West Coast went, hey, there's tons of seats.
Mm. Boy, I could stretch right out here.
Let's go be the home team.
I think that his bit was something like, it's the new Los Angeles Meditation Center. Like, you can go there, buy a whole section for yourself, and just stretch out.
Yeah, and you know, I lived in San Diego for 10 years, and I know a lot of people from there, and they're super bummed. Their team left.
Yeah. And I don't know that they welcome them back with open arms when they, 1 year later, decide, we made a mistake. Well, we're sorry. We want to come back. Maybe they do.
They're never getting that stadium they want the people to pay for.
Right.
They're never getting that. Now, more than ever.
Right. How dare you now. Come on back with the caveat that if you want it, you're building it.
Yeah, do it yourself.
Go ahead. We don't want an unused stadium. Come on back. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. Hey.
Hey.
I thought maybe we'd just start with some great news.
Actually, let's go ahead and do the secret show.
Oh, yeah. That's what I meant. The great news.
Yeah.
So listen, we're doing a live secret show, and we're doing it at Club Fugazi, home of Beach Blanket Babylon, so that's going to be fantastic.
Show.
You have to be over 21 to attend, and we're doing this Tuesday, October 31st. We're doing it on Halloween. So there's a costume element. Uh-huh. Please, we're all wearing our costumes.
We are?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
It's Halloween.
Ah, get on to that.
And we have the first passes right now.
Yeah.
So if you've always said to yourself, oh, the secret show, I'm a dirty bird. I want to go to that. Mm-hmm. We'll try to keep it less. I mean, I think we've done a good job of like toning down the swearing and the like talking our way around stuff.
I got a little yesterday.
We all got pretty riled up yesterday.
It was a rowdy day.
It really was.
Rowdy. It was a good show.
My God, that was a wicked fun show.
People
Rudy was saying how great
the show was.
Rudy was just the whole thing was really funny and good. And the whole Hooman, Rudy, Bryn thing.
You know what I love is awesome.
Rudy,
our friend Rudy is a comedian that he's Yuzette Scacapuro. And he's like 30-ish.
Yeah.
And he's a single guy.
Yeah.
Single-ish.
Yes.
Every now and then he jumps out on this limb about relationships and the whole, at least me and Sarah are looking at him like, you have no idea what you're talking about, son. Nothing. You don't know.
It's the longest relationship. Well, 3.5 years. Okay. All right, then. Anyway, that was if you've. Oh, and I think. Are you going to ask Rudy to join us over there? Is that.
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to meet Rudy, our friend Rudy. And he could be your friend, too.
Yeah, you want to go to he's going to do a short set, like 15 minutes.
Fantastic. All right, we'll take callers 1 through 9 right now. 800-400-3697. Callers 1 through 9 win a pair of passes to the Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show on Halloween at Club Fugazi. You got to be over 21. Mm-hmm. No faking it. And we'll have passes a couple more times today and then all next week here on The Alice.
And the prizes are really good.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
I can't say yet.
Oh, really?
But they're good.
So this is for the costume contest?
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. Now the good news?
Yes, please. More good news.
More good
mean.
News.
Yes.
Green Day is at the top of my pile today. Green Day has found a way to make a singles collection poke you in the eye.
What?
It looks like November 17th, a 22-track compilation, Greatest Hits, God's Favorite Band. The cover art is adorable. They're like in a stained glass window kind of thing. Hold on, here you go. So there's like cartoon versions of them in a stained glass window. It's fantastic. So there is also going to be, let's see, this is... The name is rooted in an appearance they did on The Colbert Show, where God introduced the band as his favorite before they came to the stage to perform a single. So it's going to feature 20 of the band's biggest songs from the dawn of creation in 1986 to present day. And then there's a new song in there called Back in the USA with a duet from country superstar Miranda Lambert on Ordinary World. Looks like their tour is ending November 19th in Mexico City, the Revolution Radio World Tour, and they're going to release it, just a couple days before that. They did do a Greatest Hits album in 01, International Super Hits.
Yeah, and I have that one.
Yeah, physical pre-orders are available right now at the band's website. And that you can get to see the album art and all that. It's really cute.
I wonder what the ping pong connection is.
Do they love ping pong?
Well, holding a ping pong paddle.
It says God with GFB on there. God's favorite
band. I mean,
ping
pong's great. I love it. I don't know anyone who doesn't.
Maybe they play it all the time at the band's hangout, where the band hangs out. And there's,
we had a ping pong table in our shed. We loved it.
Oh, ping pong is super fun.
Played it all the time.
Yeah.
Me and the boys, we would spend hours out there. If there was no surf, you'd find us in the shed playing ping pong.
I just like the sound.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Oh, the sound's good. Yeah.
I don't like when people are just like jerks about it. Like if they have any skills at all, they just want to whiz it by you every time.
Oh,
okay, so I'm spending my whole day just like searching for the ball. We can't just have a volley.
No, we're not going to
sit
rally.
Here and talk. We're just going to go back and forth.
No.
Oh my God. See, that's going too fast. I like to tink, to tink.
No.
To tink, to tink.
One.
No.
Two.
Oh my God.
Three.
Jerk him. We talk a lot on this show about how, because look, none of us grew up with a cell phone in our hands. I mean, we all predate Twitter and social media in general.
By a lot.
By quite a lot. Yeah. It would be, I swear to God, I think my kids would die if they weren't connected, didn't have their computer or their phone or whatever they're using. But I would be happier. I mean, there'd be times when you'd be like, oh, what a bummer. I'm lost. I can't even call anyone.
Well, yeah. I mean, we say that about the kids, but we are the same way. We all have that same, oh my God, where's my phone?
Right.
Oh, my wallet. Who cares? Where's my phone?
Yep.
Where is it?
I love you. Thank God. But if it was taken away from you, you would have the skills to cope with life. You could find something to do in your boredom.
Whenever I have separated myself from my phone, I've gotten over it rather quickly. And actually, I've taught myself to stay out of my phone on many different occasions where the twitch is there.
Yep.
And I just say, you know what I'm going to do? Stare at a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've
be available if someone wants to say hi. Look at me. I'm just standing here.
Right.
Instead of being completely antisocial and locking into a screen.
It is a very funny thing in the world these days. Sometimes you put your phone down and kind of put your head up and you look around and you're the only one.
Mm-hmm.
There's everyone else is just buried in it. We went to a screening. I can't even remember what movie it was now, but we were over at ILM. And they took our cell phones away from us. And you sign them in, you put them in a bag, and you got your little chip so you could get your phone later. And
what was that for? Was that for the new Star Wars?
It wasn't. It was longer ago than that. I can't remember what it was. Hooman's not sitting in a seat, but I'm sure he would remember. But anyway, it was a solid half hour between the time we checked those things in, and then we're standing in a part, and all anyone could talk about was how weird it was that we didn't have our phones with us. Like you had to, it was like old school. There you were.
You had to talk to people?
Talking to people all around you.
Or not. That's what I was trying to get at is sitting still is a lost art. Just sitting.
Well, we're all standing there in the lobby. I wish I could have sat.
Yeah, I mean,
the problem is people keep catching
things,
your
though.
Eye. You're like, oh my God. Everyone's looking around. This is so weird. A room full of faces, not the tops of heads. So Michael Jordan was asked about Tiger Woods in an interview with Cigar Aficionado.
Oh, boy.
And I guess they're pretty close, and Michael had some insight into what he's going through. He said he's in a transitional period. We athletes, we go through that, and then we have to be adults. We have to make sound decisions. He's in a very unique situation, and part of that, he says, is the constant scrutiny. He says, Tiger played at his peak somewhere toward the end of my career, and what changed between that time frame to now is social media. Twitter and all those types of things have invaded their personality and their personal times. I don't know if I could have survived in this Twitter time where you don't have the privacy that you'd want. What seems to be very innocent could always be misinterpreted. And that is, we say that all the time. Somebody, oh, who stepped in it on Twitter again today? Like, people misinterpret things, and people just say stupid things. Like, there's no, not even any misinterpretation. That was a stupid thing to say. And some celebrities love social media. I mean, it's their whole career is based on it, and they need that constant. I actually feel like it's the younger ones who, this is what they're used to, and this is how they relate to other people. But I mean, Tiger, I always think of Tiger as being young, but he's not. He's in his 40s.
Yeah.
You know, he certainly was alive during the time before we were in constant contact with each other.
And he was playing golf at a level probably from such a young age that he was busy with that all day, every day.
Right.
That wasn't something that he just did on occasion. He was probably golfing 3 to 4 hours a day.
But it's interesting to hear Michael Jordan. I mean, Michael's got to be pushing 60 now, right?
How old
is Michael Jordan?
No, that's probably right. In his 50s. Sure.
Yeah, I feel like he was older than we were.
Yeah, we were in high school when he was, you know, dominating.
54.
Oh, not that old. I actually thought he'd be a little older than that. But he's so, you know, but we were just saying, like, I could totally relate to someone going, whoa, that just seems like nothing but trouble. The whole Twitter thing. Hey, did Hooman grab all our, do we have all our winners for this hour?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you to mention that. Yes, we do for this hour.
I see a few people still trying to get through on the phone lines. We're going to do it again at 7 and again at 8. So there are a couple more chances to win your way into our Halloween secret show. So the Harvey Weinstein thing, it's emboldening people all over the place. And, you know, not just in the Weinstein arena, but in any place people get sexually harassed. Amazon Studios president Roy Price has been suspended after facing allegations that he sexually harassed the producer of one of his hit shows. It doesn't say so in this particular story, but I believe this is the woman who produced The Man in the High Castle with him. And she said she had to tell him multiple times, like, A, I'm a lesbian. B, I'm married. C, I'm not into you. Like, get off me, bro. This woman's name is Issa Hackett. And she claimed Price made sexual remarks toward her at Comic-Con in 15 by saying, you would love my Richard. And then additional other things. And he's been suspended. Roy Price.
Who's is it Samantha Bee?
Yes.
Who did the bit about nobody loves you, Richard?
Yeah. Nobody wants to see it. Just don't. There was also an article this morning. That was just sort of funny. Like, pretend every girl you meet is The Rock. Like, act toward the girl the way you would toward The Rock.
Like Dwayne Johnson?
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock. Just pretend if you meet a girl and she's like, hey, I'm interested in this show. Can I pick your brain over coffee? Pretend you're having coffee with The Rock. Just be quiet and respectful.
Or you're going to get your ass kicked?
Maybe it's a like a virtual ass kicking, like you'll be brought up on sexual harassment. I don't know. Like, you wouldn't sexually harass The Rock, would you? Mm. I guess maybe that's it.
That seems like a little bit of an overreaction, but I do.
I think they were trying to be funny.
Yeah, I agree.
Just don't. Yeah, her whole thing was when you feel the need to self pleasure, look around. Are there any coworkers in the room? Then don't. Price's suspension came hours after Rose McGowan made strong accusations that Price and Amazon CEO both knew about Harvey Weinstein's history of sexual assault. She tweeted at, because she's got her Twitter account back, at Jeff Bezos, I told the head of your studio that HW raped me. Over and over I said it. He said it hadn't been proven. I said, I was the proof. I'm telling you this.
Do you have now why her Twitter was suspended? Because I saw it.
It looks like she tweeted someone's private phone number.
Yep.
So that is a suspendable offense, apparently. I think the average person might be able to get away with that, but when you're, you know, a celebrity with that many followers, I mean, I don't know.
Well, and she's also been tweeting very prolifically.
She certainly has.
Over the last week. So she's attracted a lot of attention to her Twitter page.
Is that what it is? A page? Feed?
Twitter feed.
Yeah. So Wednesday night they suspended her account and she had it back 12 hours later. So don't worry, she's tweeting her ass off again. She wasted no time. Shortly after getting back on Twitter, she launched an attack on Jeff Bezos. It's still all about Harvey Weinstein. And she posted a picture of a female samurai with the caption, "It's on!" And then lit into Bezos, the series of claims.
You know what would be interesting? I wonder, so is her... This is an honest question, too. Is her hope to change the way the business is done going forward, or is she hoping that she'll get better work going forward?
Maybe both. Who knows? Maybe she feels like she's been somewhat blackballed. But I guess to sort of tell people, look, you can't behave this way, or people are going to call you out on it. It does embolden people. And a lot of people who've tamped this stuff down or let it go at the time feel like they got to come forward when they hear that someone else has had the same thing. And they go, I'm going to go ahead and back that up. Why didn't you report it earlier? I let it go because I didn't want to, because it always gets turned around on the victim of these things. And I'm sure that's the case. That's why people come out of the woodwork when one person stands up and makes an accusation. Right. So it's brave to do that. And maybe it will change things. Maybe it won't. But it's happening, and we're watching it.
Yeah. No, it's a trip. But I do think that I hope that it changes the way business is done. I do fear if you say she's blackballed before, I don't see how this helps it.
Well, she definitely is the squeaky wheel right now. So, all right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I have a ton of stuff, including skinny dipping, which is always...
Feels so good.
And bromances after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by Chili's. Hooman was just showing me some footage from the Facebook Live interviews that he did yesterday when he was up at the fires at a couple of, he went to a food bank and then he went to a church in Novato. And he did some interviews. It's really informative. Helen the Head is quite an intriguing character. She's lovely.
Yeah, yeah. So, each interview is about 4 or 5 minutes
Helen.
Long. And
poor Helen. She's got the best handle out there.
She got a title.
I didn't just do the interviews, but I got to show you guys what it looks like.
Yeah,
there,
you're walking all around the facility, and we're looking at people, all the volunteers busily at work, and the people dropping off. It does look like a really smooth operation. And they have two huge warehouses. They are... accepting donations. If you're looking for some place to drop off canned goods and things to help in the immediate future, this is where to go.
Absolutely.
So
RadioAlice.com. And I also posted the info for the St. John the Baptist Catholic School. That's also receiving a bunch of stuff today as well on that website.
And this is, I'm sorry, it's on Facebook, isn't
Facebook,
it? Sarah Mini Facebook page.
Yeah.
All right. Chili's has news even bigger than their new ribs. They're focused on one thing: burgers, ribs, and fajitas. It sounds like three things, but apparently it's one thing. And the whole it does sound like three, doesn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
And the whole menu
gimmick
is better. Well, it does make us pause on it, doesn't it?
Yeah.
The whole menu is better. Come in and see why Chili's is back, baby.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Pier 39.
By what?
I keep getting confused.
Hold on. No, it's
over.
You know what? It's from one to the next. Wow. In 30 seconds, we just crammed three of them in there.
How many sponsors can we get in here? We're doing it.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Pier 39. Pier 39 turns 39. Join them Saturday, October 14th for an epic birthday bash. Pier39.com. Here's what's happening.
All right.
So I'll start real quick with the fires update. It's still burning in the North Bay.
Yeah.
And high winds are expected and more heat today, so it's going to make it even more difficult to get a handle on some of these fires that are still 0% contained or under 10% contained.
You know, I was just watching the news. Were you watching KTVU in there?
Yes.
Channel 2 is talking to like a fire marshal, and he was saying that Tubbs is now 25% contained.
Oh,
which
that's
is,
good
which,
news.
And they actually had a graphic up that said it was 10% contained.
Yeah.
They took that right down. So I don't know that that's
so
been updated on all
the... So we're
kind of
just going to wait for a written update.
Well, and that's... I'm not going to do a long break on this because we know what's happening. It's awful.
And
our
battling
hearts...
It.
I believe me... Yesterday, multiple, and every day it's been multiple times throughout the day, I just feel grateful and so sad for everyone that's here. I am in my house. I get to go to bed in my own bed tonight.
Right.
Like all those little things that I normally don't think about, I'm thinking about. And
super grateful.
It's pretty heavy. So
and you're moving this weekend.
I am.
This is a crazy weekend for you.
Is
it starting today?
I appreciate you guys having my back even the last couple months. It's been hairball for months now.
Right.
It just comes to a close. Like the painters finished yesterday. Vic and Carpeteria. Come out. Where's that thing? They come out today. The movers show up Sunday. Yeah. It's hairball.
Oh.
It's absolutely crazy.
Sounds like you've got a lot of the little stuff moved over. Like it's, you know, you were saying the kitchen set up.
We've been working on it a lot.
It's nice when you move somewhere nearby.
Sir. Do you have to be out of your current house by a certain date?
Yeah, I've got some papers to sign. I've got an appointment with Peter Cook this afternoon.
It's just ding, ding, shame.
Anyway, yeah, it's just all going down.
Right.
So, but back to this story, which is the one that's, you know, we're all of our attention is focused on the North Bay. 31 people now confirmed dead from the fires, and they say there's almost 400 people missing.
Mm.
So they expect that number to rise. 8,000 firefighters are battling 21 active California wildfires right now.
Thank you, firefighters.
I have friends among them. They're the bravest, and they're working round the clock in some cases to save people's homes. So these are very heroic people putting their lives at risk.
Absolutely.
4,800 people staying at 42 emergency shelters statewide. And 2,834 homes destroyed in Santa Rosa alone. These are just numbers from the paper. And as we know, that was printed hours ago. So it's probably gone up since then. That's the latest.
Mm.
I wanted to mention a very important thing that's happening tonight.
What is
or happening? Maybe not, depending on the air quality. Washington State is coming to town to take on our boys' team, the Bears.
Oh.
They'll be
game.
Playing in Berkeley.
Will they?
Tonight at 7. Well, that's the question. Mm-hmm. So there's a big game today. Washington State at Cal, 7:30 game time. It's tonight.
Yeah. Riley says the air is horrendous over there.
Does he think we'll get to play?
Oh, he didn't speculate on that, Benny.
Oh.
I'm just reporting what I've heard from the kid over there. And I'm sure the people in Berkeley can corroborate his story. The East Bay is getting it pretty hard.
The smoke, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, right now,
hopefully,
it looks like we've got a fun game to watch tonight, everyone. Also, Oregon at Stanford at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. And I don't know if that one will play either because they're calling into question the NFL game, which is here in town on Sunday. The Chargers are in town to take on the Raiders at 1:25. And again, that's been called into question whether that will play because of the air quality. The Niners are going to be in D.C., so they won't have to worry about air quality the way things are going for them. They've been playing good, but they just haven't gotten a win.
There have been some heartbreaking losses.
They're playing well, and they're fun to cheer for, and I'm happy that we're in these games, but...
But how about a W, guys? Come on, let's do it.
Or a cancellation. One or the other would have been good, you know? Too bad.
Whew.
That one had to be an away game. Maybe we could have gotten a cancel or a postpone. All right. According to a new study, young men today say they get more emotional satisfaction out of bromances than their romantic relationships.
Dudes do have a special love for each other. I've seen it. It's crazy.
It's funny that you say that because I agree it's cool to have buddies and we do get on pretty great.
Yep.
But you would think, I'll put it this way, as a guy looking on female relationships, I always think those seem more special because there's always that let's get together, we'll get some wine, we'll have snacks, we'll chit-chat.
Well, and girls love to talk. I mean, it's a whole thing. So if a guy finds a special friend that he, you know, they relate and they just have the same interests, and I actually, you know, I think that's, I it looks really nice. Like just two bros mancing it up.
I think what I was going to say is something like, when a guy finds someone he hangs with, it might have a little more depth to it. Like, I think that, unfortunately, I have found through listening to women talk about the things that they do, from the outside, it appears to be super genuine and super cool. And often, women change friends quick. They seem to be on a cycle in and out. It's surprising to me, but that has a tendency to be the case. My current lady has a lot of really good friendships, mm-hmm. and I'm surprised by it because I've been with people who didn't seem to have that or who had them sort of cycling through.
I don't know if I agree with them cycling through. I think that you do. I think the fringe friends, the people that you're hanging with sort of currently and, you know, those you tend to cycle. People get, you know, but as far as your close friends, your good friends, like I have good friends since I was, you know, in kindergarten. People that I call and see somewhat regularly.
You do?
Sure. My friend Vicky, who lives in Seattle, I've been friends with her since I was 3 years old. The last time I saw her was my 50th, but, you know, I see her on Instagram. We chat here and there. And, you know, when we catch, like, she's not a friend who's going to cycle out. You know what I mean? But I meet people here all the time, and you hang for a little while, and then you're on to the next.
Right.
Yeah, but I have my close friends here, and I don't know. But maybe it's just that women are always looking for sort of new. Like I love to have a new friend and find out about them and talk to them,
or new interests, and then you right. start hanging with someone that has that interest.
Right. But get back to bromances.
They say all the guys in the study were straight, so there's no sexual angle. They just like hanging with their friends more than being in relationships with ladies.
They don't have the right ladies, that's all.
The guys felt like their male friends judged them less than their girlfriends. It was easier to get over fights or arguments with them.
Oh.
And that they were better listeners.
Oh. Because I always feel like dudes don't share a lot of like super deep. Do you feel that you share a lot of super deep personal feelings with your close friends?
With my
close guy friends?
Yeah. In fact, they're always surprised because we end up in conversations about everything.
Oh.
But I ask questions. I'll talk about whatever. Yeah. I think.
Nothing more than feelings. That's sweet. That's good.
Yeah.
You need an outlet for that.
But that's
that stuff.
One of those things where, you know, you go surfing, you're driving down the coast or up the coast.
Something comes
this case.
Up.
You're just chatting it up.
Yeah.
Spend a couple hours in the water or whatever. Pretty much cover everything. It's pretty good.
That's
I
nice.
Like it. But I think that there's also the, you know, we joked about it the other day, but you weren't joking. It's when you meet a dude, the dude's like likes you for who you are. He's not like, you should not wear those pants anymore.
Right.
I don't.
Well, he might say, you know, if it was really a problem, he might be like, dude, those pants.
No. Yeah. No.
Don't,
that's
don't
the
do
beauty
it.
Of the bromance. They're not going to be all.
That shirt. I don't know.
I, like
I don't
you.
Like the stitching. Yeah.
But I'll like you a lot better if you do these things. Mm. That happens with girls.
It does.
So there's another thing.
I feel like Hooman has a new bromance.
Oh, who's your new bromance? Is it Rudy?
I like Rudy a lot. Rudy's mm-hmm. solid. Solid as
would you
a
say
rock?
That you like Rudy more than you ever liked Bryn?
No. Listen, when Bryn and I used to hang out, it was ridiculously
special.
Incredible.
Thank you. Aww. And it sounds like you're instigating, Sarah.
Instigator. I'm just asking. I just have a question.
Rudy's,
I just enjoyed yesterday's secret show so much that I wanted to recapture a little of that.
Rudy's new. And
yes.
So, you know, you gotta wear him in, you gotta break him in. Mm-hmm. You gotta see, you know, if it's gonna last. And also it's
the picture of you two on the Alice Instagram is special.
Thank you.
People should go there and like
I'm gonna,
that.
I'm gonna go and look
it's
at
weird
that.
That it only got 290 likes.
I'm gonna
but,
like
know,
it right now.
I don't think
I like
people
it.
Appreciate that you have turned into him. Your body language is I love you, Rudy.
I do.
I love you.
I appreciate his passion for films and his pleasantness when I see him.
How nice.
But, you know, I'm with Bryn arguably 6 hours a day,
That's
five days
true.
A week. So
yeah, we're like family.
Yeah, we are. And your baby shower was amazing. Anyone who missed it really missed out.
Oh, darn it.
I'm liking it, and I'm going to comment.
Oh, leave a comment.
True bromance.
Thank you.
I took a picture with Rudy yesterday, and there's 520 likes.
Oh, Yuzi, that's not nice. Why would
Everybody
you do
go,
that?
Go like.
I'm bitchy like that.
I just liked you, too. 521. That's sweet.
Researchers also found 100% of the guys in the study had done something with their best friend that they were afraid people would laugh at them for, like saying I love you, sleeping in the same bed, or even cuddling.
Cuddling? Oh.
Well, that's
the comfort of a strong man's arms. It is. There is nothing else like it.
Really?
Sure.
I don't think.
When you're having a sad time and
I've ever wanted to cuddle with one of my buddies.
You never were having a hard time and one of your friends came and put their arms around
There's a picture on the Alice Instagram of you two cuddling right there. We just looked at it.
When you say cuddling, don't you mean spooning?
I don't mean spooning. I mean being held by someone else, just like a... I think it's weird if it's like while you're watching a football game, like, I don't like that he got those 3 points. Can you hold me? I think that's weird, but...
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Who am I to say if that's wrong? I think it's fine if you cuddle with your friends, human God. Don't people give you crap about it.
On the Alice Instagram, in front of everybody. 415, sexual harassment from people in power will never go away. We are sexual creatures, and when given the power, we'll abuse it. Just ask Clinton.
Yep.
That's from 415. You know, someone pointed out, because Jimmy Kimmel's name came up, and we didn't get to all the texts. We never get to all the texts. We try, but it just doesn't work out. A bunch of people pointed out, you know, consent is a big part of the problem here.
Huge part
of
it.
And in the situations with Harvey Weinstein, there's no consent. And in the situation where someone was working on the man show with Jimmy Kimmel, they've agreed to do the bit.
Right.
So there's consent.
Right. There are people. Those are people who signed a thing. Yes, I'll do your bit. And yes, you can air this on TV.
Right.
And no one was like holding a, you know, holding power over their head saying touch it or die. You know, these were people who were playing along. That was, this show was kind of sexist. It was called The Man Show. It was a very tongue-in-cheek. I watched a couple episodes and thought, this isn't for me.
You know what's weird? I love Jimmy Kimmel. I love Adam Carolla. I love Naked Ladies. I never watched The Man Show.
Oh, really?
Ever.
It just never wound up on your TV.
I just don't
watch. You were going through some times when that
probably,
was on.
Probably. Maybe. Yeah.
I want to say that was the early 2000s.
Okay. Yeah, I never watched it, and I've never gone back to watch it.
Right.
So I don't know.
Girls jumping on trampolines and bikinis, man.
I know. I get it. I do. But you know what? I don't normally want to go there for entertainment purposes.
Right.
You know, girls jumping on trampolines.
You need it's a specific goal you have in mind. And it's 1 o'clock.
408, how is it that Hugh Hefner never received the Harvey Weinstein treatment?
Maybe all those girls consented. Don't ask of me. Maybe people will come out of the woodwork on him someday, too.
Or consent was a big part of
consent
the thing.
Consent was a part of it.
And they made...
Listen, if they didn't consent, I'm sure he sent them on their way. And if they wanted to be in Playboy, there's coercion there, too, but... Nobody bitched about it. Has anyone ever? Have you ever seen anything like that about Hugh Hefner? I don't feel like I have either.
808 says, did Sarah do something new to her hair?
Yes.
I love it.
Really?
Yeah, they love it.
Well, that's good to hear. I'm not super psyched about it.
All right. You're frowning. Your upside down smile right now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm too old to cry over my hair or anything, but I did have like something specific in mind and came home and looked in the mirror and went, ow.
And that wasn't it.
That wasn't it.
All right. What's coming up in the trash?
Well, we're going to start with some more tickets for the Halloween Secret Show. So if you're just joining us, that's been announced. It's a Club Fugazi and it's on Halloween itself. Big costume contest involved. But also, one place benefiting bigly. From the Trump presidency and more after the
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.